You mentioned all the alternatives, the six alternatives you consider in platinum-resistant disease. Can you go back through those and talk a little bit about your clinical experience, particularly in terms of side effects and management of side effects?
Okay, well, Doxil first, because that's what we use first. We choose that, as I said earlier, because of convenience. It's once every 4 weeks. We find that it's a well-tolerated drug if you start at 40 milligrams per meter squared. If you start at the package insert dose, about a quarter of your patients are going to end up with some significant hand-foot syndrome. But we do have phase 2 data that suggests that you get the same response rate with 40 per meter squared as a starting dose as you do with 50. So we use 40 per meter squared as a starting dose. We see very little hand-foot syndrome. It's in single digits in terms of its frequency. We have yet to see cardiac problems with Doxil. They are reported, but at a very low frequency. So despite the package insert warning, which is the same warning that's in the doxorubicin package insert, you just don't see cardiotoxicity with Doxil like you do with the other agents. And we've carried people out to as much as 1,400 or 1,500 milligrams per meter square without problems. And I would never do that with doxorubicin. The topotecan is usually the second choice. We use it as a five-day schedule, once every 3 weeks, even though I know the majority of people who use it now use it on a weekly schedule. The reason we do that is because all of the preclinical data on the topoisomerase 1 inhibitors suggests that they are best given frequent dosing. The schedule is far more important than the total dose of the drug. In fact, GOG has looked at several different schedules. We had a five-day schedule we looked at that gave us a 33% response rate in platinum-sensitive disease. When we cut that to a three-day schedule, but up the dose, we got half as much in terms of a response rate, 14%. And then a single day over 24 hours gave us a 7% response rate. So shortening that schedule appears to adversely affect the efficacy of the drug. Whether weekly is as good as 5 day or not has never been shown. And if you look at the single agent data, phase 2 data in the literature, what weekly Taxol or topotecan looks like is the same as the 3 day schedule that GOG tested. So I'm not convinced that you can just shift over to the weekly schedule. So we use 5 day schedule there. Gemcitabine, we use a day 1, day 8, day 15 every 4 weeks. Schedule of 1,000 milligrams per meter square. Myelosuppression is the main problem, as it is with topotecan. We actually have very little in the way of other adverse effects. Oral etoposide, the schedule in the study that reported the best results, which was a GOG study that got a 32% response rate in Taxol platinum-resistant patients, was 50 milligrams per meter square daily for 21 consecutive days, then a week off, and then start again. Weekly Taxol we use at 80 milligrams per meter square. Side effects are the same that you see in your breast cancer patients when you treat them. Very little myelosuppression. Neurotoxicity is the dose-limiting adverse effect there. Some arthralgia, myalgia, though not a lot. And alopecia, of course, in everybody. And Taxotere, our dose there is 75 milligrams per meter square. That was the same dose used in the GOG phase 2 trial. It got a 22% response rate. Main side effect is myelosuppression. With the steroid premedication, we see very little in the way of fluid retention problems. That sums up those six. The bevacizumab we've used has been at the 15 milligram per kilogram schedule every 3 weeks. And again, using it in the first or second recurrence setting, we've seen very little in the way of serious toxicity. In Alypta, the dose that was used in the GOG study was 900 milligrams per meter square. My guess is that there is no difference between 500 and 900 per meter square. There's at least one European study that suggested no difference. But if you wanted to follow what's actually been tested, it's 900 per meter square. And as long as you use the vitamin supplementation, side effects there are minimal.